Hello and welcome. This is Paige Estrotori on behalf of Financial Services Online with your weekly insurance news wrap for Sunday, June 1st, 2025. We're delving into the most important updates on personal and business insurance right here in Australia. Everything you need, simplified, summarized, and served. Let's dive in. In the field of sports insurance, there was a crucial ruling involving a female footballer and AIG Australia. A physiotherapy claim by the athlete was denied, based around a condition known as osteochondritis dissecans in her right ankle. The Australian Financial Complaints Authority, known as AFCA, sided with AIG Australia, revealing that the policy requires injury from a violent, external, and visible source. This case emphasizes the importance of policyholders understanding the terms to properly assess what their coverage entails. Knowledge really is power, folks. Turning now to natural disaster response, we have an urgent call from the New South Wales Premier, Chris Minns. In the aftermath of the catastrophic floods, Minns is urging insurance firms to speed up claim settlements as the number of payouts increase. Industry support hubs are popping up everywhere, with the most recent additions in Terry and Port Macquarie. Amidst discussions on a significant $30 billion flood defense fund, Minns is advocating for improved claim tracking and consumer advocacy. Notably leading recovery efforts is former Deputy Police Commissioner David Owens. The message is simple: apply the lessons learned from past flood experiences to address current and future risks. In other financial news, Eric Insurance was asked to refund a consumer for an unfairly sold GAP, or Guaranteed Asset Protection Policy. The fine print went unnoticed, and the policy was allegedly presented as a requirement. The Australian Financial Complaints Authority stepped in to rectify this grievance, highlighting the importance of transparency and consumer awareness, a friendly reminder to always read the small print. Lastly, in this week's update, life insurer Ascenda is making waves with a comprehensive relief package for its customers affected by the New South Wales floods. They're waiving premiums for up to 3 months and providing access to counseling and health resources. This sets a promising precedent for industry response during natural disasters and highlights the pivotal role of insurers during these tough times. That wraps up this week's news. Be sure to visit our website, financialservicesonline.com.au, for more comprehensive coverage of these stories and many more. Make informed decisions. Know your rights. This is Paige Estrotori for Financial Services Online. Sign off for now.